time has come. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm ready. No, I'm ready. Let's do this. Look at that confidence.
I'm excited. It's going to be great.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Navigating Your 20s. For this episode, I'm joined by my friend, Chloe Warner.
Hi, Scott. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
Yeah, thank you for coming. And we're going to be talking about friendships on this episode. There is so much to unpack about what makes someone a good friend. And we're going to be reading comments also from our Instagram, nav20s.podcast. So if you submitted a comment on there, it will be read here. I hope you all enjoy.
Also, give it a follow if you're not following it by now. It's yeah. Great platform.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the shout out. Come follow nav20s.podcast. And thanks so much for listening. I've been thinking a lot recently about this concept of friends of convenience versus friends of intention. So friends of convenience are people that you are close to mostly because they are in the same space as you. Maybe they're work friends, maybe they're school friends, maybe they're roommates that you just have a lot of quality time overlap with. But friends of intention are so important because it's taking friends of convenience to another level. The big thing that I think makes someone a friend of intention is reciprocation, right? The friends of convenience, I just see around. We have that overlap, but the friends of intention, we're reaching out. We're taking turns planning different things. And it feels like such a more fulfilling relationship because we both know that we care about each other. And for me, that's what makes someone a good friend, reciprocation and intention.
I totally agree. And I think when it comes to intention also, you need to realize what you want in a friendship. So for my personal experience, I'll take a journal out some days and I'll write down what's important to me in a friendship, whether they're present in the relationship, they're not on their phones and we're hanging out. I'll write down that they're excited for me, that they're checking in on me. And then after I have my whole list, yes, that's what I want, but I make sure that I'm also returning that to my friends. I make sure that I am acting like the friend I want and I'm being that friend towards all my friends because that's how friendships works, is giving your all and also receiving it.
Yeah, it's a two-way street. And it's so funny you mentioned, you know, not being on your phone. That's something I really dislike about friends. And I remember a couple of years ago, I have these close friends that challenge me. And my one friend was like, Scott, put your phone down. Like, we're hanging out. And it was this moment of realizing that, whoa, I'm doing what I dislike that other people do. And so I think another thing is, you talk about the effort that you put into friendships. That doesn't just include planning. It includes being there in person and how you make someone feel. When you're with someone, are you being present? Is your phone away? Is your phone off? Are you looking them in the eye? Are you listening to what they're saying and responding to them, embracing that moment together? Because sometimes I'll leave a conversation with someone and I was like, we were both talking, but we weren't really talking. We had different things on our mind, but it's so fun when you're talking with someone and you really just are both excited in the moment, having that deliberate, intentional conversation.
Yeah, definitely hang up to hang out. I think it's actually very noticeable. Like when I'm in a room with someone and they're not paying attention, they're pretending to, because even if their mind's somewhere else, they're on their phone texting someone back. I don't know. You can tell when someone's not present. And sometimes when I'm with a friend and they're doing that, I start talking gibberish. I start just saying random stuff. I'll say, oh my God, I met Joe Biden last night. Barack Obama came to my wedding. And And I'm like, are you listening to me right now? Cut it out.
And that's so funny.
I think that's also okay. Like when you realize you're spending this quality time with your friend and they're not giving you what you want, you can tell them. And it's not a mean energy. It's just like, let's give each other the time of day.
Yeah. I mean, even looking at someone being like, oh, wait, do you need a second to go respond to this text? It's respectful. It's allowing them to do that, but also expressing that, hey, I want your undivided attention when we're together.
Yeah. Going off of that, I think something else that's super important and like being a good friend is apologizing when you need to. I think that there's been some experiences where I've obviously been a bad friend and I realize it. And it's really nice to know that you can acknowledge it. Like just text your friend and apologize or tell them in person next time. Like, hey, sorry, I wasn't there. I wasn't there mentally. I definitely want to listen to your story again if you're willing to share it.
Okay, so I want to read off the Instagram. So we asked people what makes someone a good friend and someone said loyalty, someone who talks highly about you behind your back. And for me, that's a big thing. I'm always so curious about how I'm perceived. And when you know that your close friends will hype you up when you're not there, it's so fun. So I've met people where we've been mutual friends and they're like, oh my gosh, I've heard so much about you. And in my head, I'm like, what have you heard about me? What did they tell you, right? Sometimes I've heard what people have said because, you know, the mutual friend has been like, oh my gosh, I heard that you're interested in this. And I heard that you are just such a sweet person. And it makes me feel so happy that I have these friends that see the good in me. So it's just interesting to think about your perception and what people are saying about you behind your back.
Oh, I totally agree. So my one friend, Caitlin, she's an angel, by the way, one time said to me, oh my gosh, you would love her. She's crazy, just like you. And I'm like, what? oh my gosh. And I'd like think to myself, I'm like, am I crazy? Am I the problem? And then no, that's not what she meant at all. Like, she thinks her energy is crazy in a good way, like high energy and fun and whatever. But it is the way people speak about you that you're like, oh my gosh, like, do you really think that about me? But it is the way friends speak on you. But I know, like, these girls are always there for me. I actually live with 7 other roommates, and there's been times when I like don't want to walk into a room or don't want to walk in somewhere. I was in a place in my life one time, I was not ready to walk into a room without them. I was like nervous, but knowing the 7 of them were walking in next to me, behind me, in front of me, I felt like I was the queen of England. I knew I had the biggest support system on my side because these girls would ride or die for me.
I love that you mentioned that story of your friends all walking in together. And oftentimes I know in that situation, like, they knew that you were uncomfortable. So they were very much like, Chloe, we got you. It was unsaid, but also you had talked about it before, right?
Oh, for sure. If I ever voice to any of my friends, my one friend Logan, if I'm ever in a bad mood, she knows me better than I know me. So I can literally make a face and she's like, cut it out. What's wrong? Let's talk about it. She knows exactly what's in my head. And she'll be like, well, don't worry. We're not going through that alone. We're going through it together. And that's my life with her. Like, if I'm ever feeling any sort of way, she has my back.
I love that because I think it's so important too. Sometimes you can be in a funk or you can be going through something and you might not be able to recognize it. But when you have these friends who care so much about you that they'll sit down and be like, hey, Chloe, what's been going on? Like, you've been acting off. That makes you feel so loved and so respected and so heard. But also in those moments when you're really not feeling like yourself, having those friends who care enough to sit down and have those conversations is so important. It's so real world and they know you so well that they can give this really specific feedback tailored to who you are. That's what makes someone a good friend, is someone who is so curious about you that they continue to learn about you throughout your life. Even with romantic partners, they're constantly going to be getting to know the true you over the course of your time together. And so it's exciting to be with friends who not only are curious about who you are, but continue to adapt with you and to, you know, tailor their relationship to you, because then they can really understand who you are and be there for you in that way.
I totally agree. I think that leads into also balance between when you have a significant other, because it's really important to understand that you have to maintain your relationships with your friends. Because if you start to like separate yourself and kind of go like a ghost when you get your boyfriend and or girlfriend, your friends are going to continue to grow without you. So when you come back into the picture a year or two from now, they're going to be in a completely different place. So it's important to make sure you continue all relationships and all ties.
Oh, I completely agree. I've had friends who've gotten in relationships and I don't hear from them. I barely see them anymore. And I think also having support systems is so important outside of your relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are some people who are so in it, and when things are going wrong, they don't have anyone to talk to. So having those outside people who can be there for you is so important.
Something else I think that's important that I've done personally as a friend is I've tried to learn my friends' love languages. I think it's important to like try to dissect them, find out how they really receive love to give the ultimate love in a friendship. If they're acts of service, if they're quality time, if they're physical touch, like learn these things if you can and try to really give it to them, because I think it really makes a difference to show that you're trying. My friend Kit is so quality time, and I've learned that about her, and I make sure when I'm with Kit, I am there. I am present. I am giving my all. And I think it's really grown our friendship because she loves quality time. And I've learned that. And I'm now projecting that in our relationship to make sure that we're having the best friend we can.
That's what makes you so close with someone, is when you tailor your actions and behaviors towards them to support them in that friendship, right? You're not becoming a new version of yourself, but you prioritize that friendship because you understand what their needs are. You're so right. There are love languages for friendships. That's very real. Okay, so I want to close out this podcast talking about something that I'm really passionate about that my mom has always told me. So I come from a very small family and, you know, there aren't many of us. So one thing that my mom has always said is that friends are the family that you choose. And so for me, looking at friends as family that you can pick is so exciting too, because then your family isn't just your blood relatives. It's the people that you choose. It's the people that you intentionally want to surround yourself with in life. They always say that you are the average of your 5 closest friends. And so picking people that match your values, people that you're curious about, they add a different perspective, people who make you laugh and people who make you smile and people who are there for you through your ups and downs, is so important just to get through life. We are not meant to go through life alone. And it's so important from my perspective to expand your family that you were born into your family of choice. And that can include friends, that can include anyone that you meet along this crazy life that we live. And I'm just so grateful to have my friends of choice in this life.
That was so beautiful. I'm getting sentimental thinking about all the friendships I've made. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.